If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Here's another one. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
And you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network on newtrashcity.com. That's where you can find us. We're on iTunes. But you might know that already since you're listening to this, hopefully.
They found it somewhere.
Yeah. Hopefully someone's listening. All right. We're down a man tonight. Bronx Johnny not here.
He's in jail for rape, actually.
See, I thought maybe he was just late. Because we start...
Because you're racist and you seem all brown people are late.
Yes. Also...
No, you were wrong. Wrong racism. All brown people are rapists.
Really? You got a rape charge? I figured you just maybe like hit a woman.
I mean, I'm sure there was hitting involved.
Because, I mean, in the intro to our show, it says smack bitches. New Jack, the wrestler, talks about smacking bitches. Now, everything else I agree with in that drop, but I just couldn't edit out the smack bitches part. It wouldn't sound good.
I still think it's like the figurative bitches. Like, he meant guys who act...
Like bitches.
Like bitches.
I hope so. I don't want to... Advocate hitting women.
You don't want to think of the guy who splits his own head open for a living as a domestic abuser?
Oh, no, I don't care if fucking New Jack hits women. I just don't want us to be associated with people who are pro-beating women.
That's true.
See, that's how I'm thinking, Chris.
You're always thinking ahead.
I'm trying, buddy.
Yeah.
Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Is that all of our social media?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what's new then?
Well, you've been asking for it so much, I put up a Pinterest page.
Sorry, I know Pinterest is like, it's just pictures, right? You just put pictures on a page and people look at them, things you like.
I can't figure it out.
Okay, you're the social media guy on the show. Now you gotta figure this shit out or we're gonna look like assholes.
I tried to put porn on here. Uh-huh. We have one follower.
Oh, good.
Hippo Juice Marie.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Hippo Juice. Big ups. More like radio.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're following our Pinterest account.
Thank God. Notice, though, she's a girl.
Yeah.
I think you have to be a girl to understand what this is. I.
Well, whenever I read about Pinterest, it is like it's a girl. It's female dominated. It's a female dominated social media tool.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it. I don't know. I guess what? There's lots of pictures of dicks and shoes. That's
you'd,
what women like, right?
There'd
dick
be
and
more
shoes.
Dicks. Hold on. Let me type dicks into the search bar.
So the first time you said that, huh?
Definitely not. I search for dicks and there's really not even any dicks.
Search for penis then.
Penis.
Let's find as much dick as we can. I hope this, comes up. See, all right, there's things that look like penises, but I guess pornography is not allowed on there or something.
Oh, maybe that's why they took down my Milk Nymphos trailer.
Yeah, no, was there nudity in it?
I mean, it's a Milk and Info's trailer.
You could post a video to Pinterest?
We must sound like idiots. I just posted a link from X Videos.
All right, I feel you. X Videos, hey.
Yeah.
It's a porn site we all go to.
I typed in dick, and there's a bunch of pictures of Melanie Iglesias. I really hope she doesn't have a dick.
I think, yeah, she has a penis. That's obviously what's happening.
I'd still pipe. I don't care.
Who's Melanie Iglesias?
Let me find a picture of her for you.
Who is she, though?
She's on the Girl Code. She's just famous for being hot.
You watched the Girl Code?
No, I knew who she was.
Sure.
She's all
right, so you're a big fucking Girl Code fan.
Huge Girl Code fan.
Yeah, she's attractive.
She's very hot.
Good for her. Is she a comedian?
No. She's just famous for being hot.
She's just a model?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She's super hot.
Yeah, there she is. Just
I really hope
naked.
She doesn't have a dick. Pinterest made me think she's a dick.
You think?
This Pinterest page is ruining my life.
it's shattering your worldview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Bronx Johnny isn't here in High Society Radio. He's either got arrested for rape, he either hit a woman, or he's just late and he'll show up in 20 minutes. But,
well,
Chris, you're saying...
We're not letting him in here.
Chris, you're saying rape charge, definitely.
100%.
Okay,
like, I'm not even saying allegedly that thing we do to protect ourselves from... like, Johnny could sue me if I'm lying, but he can't because I'm not lying.
Yeah, because it's true, because he forced himself on a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, here's something. I actually totally forgot about this. Talked about this earlier in the week on the Ron and Fez show. There are anti-rape pants.
Pants. I know about the anti-rape condoms.
No. Look up anti-rape pants. Indiegogo. Search for this. And get ready to blow your own goddamn mind. Hopefully it comes up. There you go. This is it. Let me scroll down. There should be a Vimeo video here. Or let's look for a link to it. It's something called Amware. It's a startup. It's like they're kickstarting this thing where they're trying to create anti-rape undergarments and it also includes like shorts. It's mostly centered around the vagina area.
Yeah, I can't find the video.
Search Vimeo.
I can pin it though. I can pin it.
Don't pin it. We're not fucking boring about goddamn Pinterest. Keep looking, buddy, because I'm gonna stall until you find the damn thing.
Here we go.
Reddit
That's link.
It. That's it. All right. So this is Amware. It's anti-rape. It's an anti-rape Kickstarter for the.
You know something? I'm gonna say this. They're not unflattering.
Here you go. There's some models.
Hi. Have you ever been out walking at night alone, wishing you could feel safer?
Yes.
And you, parents and friends, how often have you worried about a loved one? We want to provide a product that will make women and girls feel safer when out on a first date or a night of clubbing, taking an evening run, traveling in another country, or in other potentially risky situations. Our product line provides a layer of protection in case of assault. It is, in fact, anti-rape wear.
But how does it work?
The product is designed to present a substantial barrier to sexual assault. Studies show that resisting sexual assault lessens the chance of a rape taking place without increasing the violence of the attack.
It's true, I know from experience. Wait.
The challenge was to find a way for the garment to be worn comfortably during normal activities while still being able to frustrate an attack.
The rapewear model is pretty hot, too. So, you know, it's believable that she would be raped.
Even if the person wearing it had too much to drink, was drugged, or asleep.
So it's just like a puzzle to get to the vagina now.
Yeah.
So it needed to be resistant to cutting and pulling.
So you got some guy trying to pull it open. It's like there's like a little lock on the fucking waistband.
But aren't rapists just going to watch this video?
And a guy trying to cut open a... A guy can't, like, cut through the fucking elastic.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's probably like Kevlar or something.
Yeah, Kevlar's illegal for civilians to have.
And now the guy can't open it with a switchblade. And now here's just another hot chick.
We found the solution in a skeletal structure,
looks like
which allows us to straighten just certain parts of the garment. The waistline, thighs, and central areas are straightened with a unique webbing
slimming.
Structure.
It is slimming, yeah. So yeah,
it's like Spanx, but it protects your cooter.
It's there you go. You nailed it. It's like Spanx. What's great is this is just to make rape inconvenient, is what they're selling.
Here's the thing. They said that if you resist a rape, it's less likely to happen.
Yeah.
Who doesn't resist a rape? Like, how did they get those numbers? I really just don't get it. You don't want to hear more about the thigh straps?
Yeah, the thigh straps. It just encases your vagina so that it's hard for them to rip open, which, and it's hard to cut open, so it's hard for a rapist to get to the pussy and or ass. It looks like they're going to make their money, too, because I guess women out there don't want to get raped.
Yeah, they're definitely going to make their money. I don't know how many of these they're going to sell. Girls like wearing fucking pretty underwear. Like, I don't think they're going to start wearing this. Like, maybe they'll probably sell a lot of these in third world countries.
Or what about college campuses? There's nothing but rapes going down in frat houses.
I didn't go to college. I don't know.
Oh, I went to college, dude.
Yeah, but didn't you go to a largely gay college?
Yep. That's why I'm going to start selling fucking male anti-rape pads.
Hmm.
No more butt sex. I don't know. This thing, when I saw this, I was going to say it's hysterical, but I guess rape isn't that funny.
It's funny that this is a product.
Yeah. And it has like little locking mechanisms. So I thought it was fake at first when I first saw it. I figured there's no way this is real. This seems crazy. This doesn't seem as if it could get funded. But I guess enough people are like, hey, rape is bad. These women are right. Guess I'm not going to fucking rape anyone lately.
Yeah, thank God.
But yeah, so I donated $2,000. Thank you very much.
Wait a second, you owe me like $40.
Well, for rape gear, I'm getting some rape underwear for me and you. We're gonna fucking test them out.
Oh, they're sending. Okay,
we're gonna test them out, and then once Johnny gets out, like on bail,
he won't be able to rape us anymore.
Yeah, we'll say, hey, Johnny, you're a convicted rapist. Why don't you try to rape us, huh, big man? Make yourself feel like a big, strong man, Bronx Johnny. If you're just listening, Bronx Johnny's not here tonight because he had some other goddamn, I don't know, court-appointed appearance to go to.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock at night. I don't get it. I don't know why Johnny isn't dedicated to the show. What do you feel about that?
I don't know, man. He seems to miss a lot of these. We don't do it that often. We moved it around to fit his schedule.
I know. We're just trying to make him feel good. And what do we get in return?
Nothing.
Dick.
Well, hopefully not with these new rape panties.
Oh no, we're gonna be fine after this. I mean, yeah. once that gets in, we won't have to be feared of being raped. I don't even know what fucking caused me to go off on that tangent. Were we talking about raping people?
No, we were talking about why Johnny wasn't here.
Ah, that makes sense.
And you said, speaking of rape, I know about a rape topic.
I also saw, let's get to a real topic. I saw that there's a new book coming out by a New York photographer called Bright Nights, Photographs of Another New York. And it looks like it's taking pictures of stuff that we've talked about before, like
loft parties.
Remember, like, beginning of summer,
the Manhattan Bridge party,
and then that party that was in, like, underneath, like, seven levels of New York City, like all the way downtown in an abandoned subway tunnel.
Yeah,
yeah. I would love to get the book. It seems pretty goddamn fun.
I mean, yeah, it looks like they're good pictures too. And I guess a lot of what it is the article that you sent me is a lot of people talking about how New York has gone soft, and this proves that it hasn't.
Yeah.
I kind of think that this proves that New York has gone soft.
Why is that?
Because
there's still plenty of cool shit to do, obviously.
There's lots of cool shit to do. Yeah. I mean, like, you can't, I don't think any of these guys in this picture could take a punch to the face.
I don't know.
Maybe this guy playing the trumpet.
You think even though there's still cool shit going down in New York, the people going to the cool shit are less than?
I think maybe that's what people are saying. I mean, people are just saying, it's kind of like, all right, we've argued about the 5 points thing where they're knocking down 5 points.
Yeah.
And you think they shouldn't do it or whatever. I just think somebody owns it, so he has the right to do it anything he wants.
Yeah,
with his property.
You're a libertarian asshole. Yeah, I know.
All right, fine. I'm a libertarian asshole. But to me, it's like, okay, why is graffiti now has this art space? It's an underground culture. Maybe it should go back underground. Maybe the fact that you really can't open a bar that isn't just a cookie cutter bar is causing these parties to happen again. Because, you know, illegal raves kind of went away for a little while there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you weren't really finding them. And, like, where are you going to do your miscellaneous drugs that you never heard of?
Well, now everyone does Molly out just everywhere. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Molly is just the drug to do now amongst the kids
and adults.
I was talking to an intern. I'm not going to say which intern of mine for the Ron and Fez show. And I was telling him, like, yeah, I was doing Molly back in, like, 2002. And he was like, what the fuck? Didn't even know. Like, what?
Like, I was six then.
Pretty much. Close. And I felt really bad about myself and old. Because, well, Molly, I guess, what, the last 4 or 5 years, I guess everyone started talking about Molly, referencing in fucking rap music.
It's all about Lil Wayne, man.
It's Lil Wayne. He's the guy.
But no, you know what's weird, though? Molly kind of kicked off, but people aren't on that lean, though.
Oh, lean's awesome. When I had bronchitis, and I got a fucking big old bottle of codeine cough syrup. And I just took a big hit off of it, like, immediately. I couldn't tell you how messed up I was and how
really?
Great I felt.
Huh.
Just a beautiful, wonderful high. I just laid down on a couch, stopped coughing, and scratched myself for a while.
Wow.
It felt good.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
You should have went to one of these parties. Let them know what's up.
Where the lean at? Is this the lean party? Excuse me.
Although I do like the fact this guy has a drum set suspended from his shoulders.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I don't like this girl's face. She's annoying. I don't know
why
I'm doing
it. She looks like Lena Dunham.
Yeah. All chubby hipster girls look like Lena Dunham.
Yeah, she is a pretty generic looking human.
Yeah.
She fits into many categories.
Yeah. It's like if I feel like if you just slapped Silly Putty into a girl shaped mold, it would look like Lena Dunham.
See, I'm surprised hearing you say that because I know you love girls.
Well, I watch, Girls and Girl Code back to back. That's my shit.
Did you watch
DVR.
The second season of Girls? I know the first season you're all about.
I did not watch the second season of Girls at all.
You're messing up, dude. You gotta go get with it. But I like that there's still parties like this going on. If the people are pussies, whatever.
Dude, I went to a party like this the other day. I went to Bike Kill.
All right, you told me about this.
Yeah.
And then you sent me a YouTube video. You texted me like in the middle of the afternoon. And I went to the video like, this looks fucking crazy. Explain what Bike Kill is in Brooklyn.
Bike Kill is essentially a bunch of hipsters.
Yeah.
That they build these crazy looking bikes, double-decker bikes. They do bike jousts, different races. There are bikes that have surfboards built into the front of them.
That's
so you
dope.
Can launch people into shit. And you basically just throw food at people too. I was throwing, there was a lot of pita bread. Being thrown at people. I've been going to this thing for like 7 years. It's been going on for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It sounded fun. If I didn't have to work that night, I would have fucking went with you. I would have been there no problem.
I broke a guy's nose by accident there once.
That's unfortunate for him.
There was one year that they were shooting doll heads out of an air gun.
Yeah.
And then what I did, see, because it's always the weekend right before Halloween.
Yeah.
So I gathered up a bunch of doll heads and went as a stem cell researcher for Halloween.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
So it's always a fun time. But here's the thing. This is probably why people are saying New York's going soft. Now, when you get a block closing permit, you know that as soon as the sun goes down, technically the police can come in and break up your party.
Yeah.
Okay. So this event used to go on until 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it would be dark out. Now, this year, 5:57 at sundown, 50 cops descended on that block.
That blows. Now, in years past, did these guys get these permits?
Yeah, they always get a permit.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. It was actually kind of, like, surreal because, you know, it is still hipsters. They cleaned up the block. Like, they handed out garbage bags when the cops showed up. The cop, like, most of the cops were looking around like, I can't believe these kids are cleaning this shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I didn't help clean.
I didn't expect you to.
I went and got drunk elsewhere.
You're
already
drunk.
I'm not some hipster loser.
Yeah. Yeah, destroy. Destroy. Just destroy everything
I only destroy. But I went to a law party across the street, like, 6 hours later, and you could see that street spotless.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing.
Allows them to keep having this party every year.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think things like that, it's the fact that these guys will clean up after themselves. The cops will shut it down at 6. That's why people are saying New York's lost its edge. The fact that all new, like most new liquor licenses have to go through a community board, it's really, like, New York is one of the only cities in the world that has a last, or in the country that has a last call past 2. It's 4, legally.
Yeah.
But there's 3 different licenses. There's a 2 a.m. license, a 3 a.m. license, and a 4 a.m. license.
See, I didn't know that. So some bars have to go last call, too?
All new bars in Manhattan, 2. It's... If you're in an up-and-coming neighborhood in one of the outer boroughs, if you can finagle something and you're like, listen, I'm going to bring money into this neighborhood,
there
will be people spending money in the stores around me because I'm having a venue. They'll give
at 4 in the morning in the stores around us, people will be spending money.
There's open bodegas. It is New York City.
Yes, I know.
So 4 a.m. So, but I'm saying 4 a.m., if they're trying to build, like I work in Long Island City, we have a 4 a.m. license because they're trying to build up the area and they want people to want to come to Long Island City.
Don't worry, no one ever will. No one ever want to go to Long Island City.
A lot of business over there.
Well, yeah, the place is blown up.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of corporate buildings over there. There's a Citibank building. There's JetBlue's over there. MetLife has an office there. There's like 10 government offices.
Yeah, all, a bunch of local local NYC government offices.
Hell yeah, Hump Day is popping off with all these office workers.
Oh yeah, and fuck yeah, first or third of the month, people are fucking just loving it. And do the Rikers Island guys still get dropped off right around there?
Yeah, that's actually a funny thing, is that it's this up-and-coming neighborhood, and every once in a while, we'll just have some random dude from Rikers walk up to the takeout window and be like, hey, some guy asked me once, hey, this is a weird question, do you have any pants? I was like, pants? And he was like, yeah, size 36 waist. And I was like, this is a restaurant, dude. And you just have guys who are carrying all their belongings in a garbage bag come in and be like, you guys hiring at all? Like, no, we're not hiring you.
Seriously, dude. They're trying to reintegrate into society. You should give
I don't give a shit, no.
Give them a Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah, because literally, there's from where Chris works, in that neighborhood, there's a one-way bus that goes to Rikers and comes back from Rikers.
Yeah.
So if people-
It's one stop.
Yeah, one stop. It just goes back and forth. If you're either visiting someone in Rikers or your ass just got out, you're on that bus. That's it. And they drop off literally across the street.
Well, no, Rikers Island, it's down the block, the prison.
Yeah. Rikers Island is a local prison here in New York City.
Here's actually a good one. This happened the other day. And this guy comes up to the window. He's like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And I was like, what's up? And he was like, can you call me an ambulance? And he looked fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you need an ambulance, man? He's like, listen, man, I just got off the damn bus, and I'm going to kill myself if you don't call me an ambulance. So you please call me an ambulance? Oh, and he just sat there chain-smoking Reds, Marlboro Reds, in the rain until the ambulance showed up.
Oh, my God.
It was very depressing.
So I guess he just went right back in?
They probably brought him to a psych facility instead of Rikers.
Nice.
Because he didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah, he just asked you to call... Yeah. So you just called, what did you say when you called?
I said some guy just came up to my fucking walk-up window and said he's going to kill himself if somebody doesn't send an ambulance. So then some cops came, talked to him for about 30 seconds, then stood a safe distance away from him and yelled at anybody who went to sit on the bench next to him. Because New York has lost its edge because even the cops are pussy.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad for that guy who wanted to kill himself because he got out of prison.
Yeah. But... maybe he got the help he needed. Maybe he just needed some meds that they didn't have at Rikers.
Sure. I'm sure that guy's doing great right now. I'm sure that guy's fucking having the time of his life.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking...
they give some Prozac. Quiet the voices.
I thought... it was Zoloft I read. The Zoloft was the one that was a placebo the entire time.
Really?
I read something like that, yeah. If you search like Zoloft placebo, that Zoloft really had no medical benefit whatsoever. I could be wrong. But, you know, I'm often wrong.
There's a lawsuit filed, but I don't think it's been... that's saying that, but...
Well, I'm going to get back into the lab and figure it out.
You definitely do some tests.
Let's see if I snort enough of it. Let's see if I feel different. Guess it's not a placebo. My face is burning.
Oh, actually, as we're talking about it, before we change the subject, I saw something today that made me think about the New York losing its edge thing.
Uh-huh.
I saw, obviously, Lou Reed just died.
Yeah.
I saw a Lou Reed t-shirt, which, you know, everybody's going to be capitalistic, but it said Lou Reed under it.
Uh-huh.
And I figured, I think whoever printed that knew that they needed to do that just to get all the New York posers to buy it.
I feel you. That, so like, it was a was it a picture of Lou Reed,
and it said Lou Reed under it.
Did it have like years rest in peace or anything? You know,
no, it was a very sloppily made shirt. It wasn't even a great picture.
God,
but it was opportunistic, and it was really just to get a Lou Reed shirt out there ASAP.
Sure.
So you can get on that fucking people just found out who this guy is bandwagon. People who probably don't know what he looks like buying that shirt.
Like, oh, I heard Lou Reed died. I should wear this so I could look cool. That's kind of sad.
I heard Lou Reed is synonymous with New York. I want to be synonymous from New York. I just got off the bus from Ohio. It was, they were selling it across the street from NYU, too, so you know most of those
people. Oh, my God. They must have banked it up.
Oh, yeah.
See, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we just fucking waiting for cool people to die and then...
We should just kill Banksy and take and just find a key to a storage locker.
Oh, my. Yeah, Banksy's gone now. He did his month in he did his month in New York City. And we brought up 5 points before. And his last piece, he did it right by 5 points. And then, like... He had like an audio message for it, and like in the middle of it, just randomly said, "Yeah, save 5 points. All right, I gotta go. Bye." Which is pretty fucking funny.
What was it?
It was balloons that looked like graffiti that said Banksy. It was against like some warehouse in Long Island City.
Hmm.
It looked pretty good. And then some guy got arrested trying to steal it.
Is it illegal to steal those? They're just sitting there.
I think maybe because it was on private property or something. I'm not sure. The cops came and they confiscated it. And looks like each piece is worth $100,000 to $200,000 is what people are saying. Each one of the pieces he did.
Oh, really?
In New York City, yeah.
Huh.
And that's, I don't even know if that's counting the fucking stand he set up that sold, you know, early on.
I think those were appraised at like $30,000, I feel like I read in the Daily News.
Insane.
Yeah.
And then those guys fucking, and some two or three dudes, then just went back to the same spot, set up a stand, and sold fucking, they said, fake Banksys. And they just made like fucking $5,000 in one afternoon of just selling out in the open. These are fake. They're saying these aren't real. These aren't the real thing. And people just kept buying them.
Did they say it in a British accent, though?
I'm not sure if it was in a British accent.
Right, get your fake Banksys here.
I know Gothamist, like, was on this thing the entire month and had, like, was trying to corroborate, like, all of his like helpers or whatever, and they were fucking trying to they were seeing the same guys in certain spots and saying, all right, this is Banksy's fucking crew and we have to find out who they are.
We have to ruin the fun for everyone.
I know, right?
Every fucking blog site has to fucking ruin fun for fucking everyone.
I know.
It's the worst. I'm so mad. Remember that blog site ruined the place I used to go rock climbing for free every week?
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking terrible. And the guy said it. He's like, I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I knew I couldn't keep it a secret as I walked in. Like, fuck you. You ruined mad people's fun because now that guy's getting shut down by the cops.
Boo.
Yeah, just some old hippie dentist running a fucking rock climbing spot.
That is really weird, though.
It was really weird.
No, I mean, like, seriously, fucking nuts, dude.
Wasn't that nuts. He smoked a lot of weed, though, that guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were annoyed with Banksy by the end, but I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was great every day. And I don't see why anyone wouldn't have fucking just grabbed those pieces immediately.
What do you mean?
Like, I know one in Queens, it was like on some, like, I don't know, some Asian business. I don't even know. It was literally Asian because I said it was like in Chinese. It was Chinese letters all over it. Why wouldn't the people running that business fucking... It got ruined. It got buffed. It got destroyed, right?
Okay.
Why wouldn't someone, they just close the fucking street off and just start taking those bricks out one by one and fucking selling that thing?
Yeah.
$200,000?
And it got buffed, right?
Yeah, it got buffed. Yeah, there was a video of the kid going up, pushing past everyone and just fucking.
Didn't he got beat up though, right?
No, this was the day. This was like 2 days before the guy that got beat up. This was in Queens. The guy like uptown got the shit kicked out of him.
So, somebody I'm friends with on Facebook got really mad because somebody, I guess, like put up, R.I.P. New York, somebody just destroyed a Banksy after that happened.
Ugh.
And he was like, how was that?
Huh?
That's what graffiti is. You just shit on people.
Oh, no, yeah. It's just fucking buffing other people's shit, yeah.
There's actually a...
That's why I doubt Banksy gives a fuck when that happens. I'm sure he fucking laughs his balls off.
There's an ex-graffiti writer who's an MTA worker who he just buffs really nice pieces with shitty things with his old tag from the 80s.
What a dick.
You know, it's like something stupid like Terry 184 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like some dumb shit.
Some
like,
awful tag.
Yeah, some awful tag, but just like the way they used to do it in the 80s, which was just right over it. But he like, I guess he hates graffiti writers now because he's an MTA worker.
Yeah.
So he just buffs them horribly with that, you know, that fluorescent spray paint that they put on stuff that they're doing construction on?
Yeah, yeah.
Just uses that because it's round.
Is he doing it like in the tunnels where shit's put up? That's really funny.
Yeah. Just like ruins fucking shit. Just ruins it.
That's so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are conflicted on that whole fuck on that thing where it's like Banksy's just he's making art, man, and it shouldn't be fucking touched, it shouldn't be destroyed. But then there's the other side of people like he still is a graffiti artist. I mean, now he's baller as fuck. The guy is fucking loaded.
I mean, he's a graffiti artist doing graffiti. That's part of that culture.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't have a problem with people going up and fucking
no,
hitting
the that's
shit.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
But some people are really pissed.
Yeah, fucking they're called yuppies. He did this whole thing to show that everybody is fucking sheep, and then all the fucking sheep followed him around for a month.
It was great, though.
Yeah, he proved his point.
I fucking ran around trying to see that fucking bus on the third night or whatever.
Oh, really?
I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and someone said, it's on Astor and fucking Broadway. I was, like, literally around the block, so I was like, shit, I'll go check that out. But it was fucking gone by the time I got there. I was pissed.
I mean, I work like 8 blocks away from the one that was in Queens where people were just hanging out drinking. I did not.
Which one was that?
I don't remember.
The Rocks?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not
sure. No, it wasn't the Rocks.
Wasn't there one in like Astoria?
There was one in Sunnyside.
Sunnyside. Yeah,
that's
right.
The one I saw. That's
it's walkable right by my job. I could have walked right over there. Absolutely. I think I had my bike that day. I could have just ridden my bike right over there. Not happened.
Yeah, when I went to go see the one in Sunnyside in Queens, I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool, I guess. There's just a bunch of Asian people taking pictures of it.
No, it is Sunnyside.
Yeah, very Asian, for those not in the know, not from New York City. You're listening to High Society Radio. Our Facebook account is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is @HS Radio Show. And you're listening to us on the More Like Radio Podcasting Network or NewTrashCity.com. And I'm here, Chris Pepperhick Stanley. Chris from Brooklyn is here. But there's one person who isn't, and that's Bronx Johnny, because he's a dick. Last I heard was he got a rape charge. I'm getting new sources are saying it wasn't a rape charge, but...
Pedophilia?
I didn't want to say the truth, Chris, but this is live. So, yeah, Bronx Johnny, pedophile.
Wow.
I never saw it coming. I mean, the fucking guy is crazy. But crazy enough.
To rape a kid?
Diddle children?
Yeah.
I guess in pedophilia, it's always rape, right? It's like never not rape.
Well, they're not legally able to consent. So, yeah, that's why it's called statutory rape.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Of course it is.
Yeah, so it's always rape when you touch a child. But there's got to be one kid out there wanting it, right?
What? I mean, I think every male child that's like 16 who fucks a hot teacher. I mean, we've talked
get that dick wet.
Yeah, I mean, we've covered that plenty of times. But
well, cool. There's a new fucking kid banging a teacher story every other fucking day. So they get hotter and hotter, Chris. That's what I always say.
The kids?
What? No, I don't know what you're talking about. There's been a great story. I know you hate football.
I am not a fan.
But there has been a great story in the coming out of Miami and the Dolphins. One of their players had a freak out and walked out of the fucking facilities into his car and drove directly to a mental institution because he had a mental breakdown because he was being bullied.
By who?
The other players on the team.
What were they calling him?
No, what the final thing that made him fucking snap was he was in his cafeteria. They called him over to sit down. He sat down. Everyone got up and walked away. Made him look like a dick. Whatever. That's what made him freak out. But now all the details are coming out, and that guys are making this dude pay like $15,000 to like take everyone else out on like a fucking vacation to Vegas.
Why would he even do it though?
I don't know. Apparently he was intimidated by them. I don't know how another man can make let you, you
was
work
he the
with.
Quarterback?
No. He was like,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, dude. This fucking guy, they were forcing him to pay tens of thousands of dollars.
Wait, what's this guy's name?
Joseph Martin, I think.
I gotta see what this guy looks like.
I could be wrong. I can't remember. I forgot this guy's name. Jonathan Martin. Excuse me. Jonathan Martin.
Okay. I got it. This is not a small fellow.
He's 6'5", 312 pounds.
How does a 6'5", 312 pound guy get bullied?
I don't know, man. It's the craziest shit ever. And they just, apparently for the last 2 years since he's been on the Dolphins, they've just been doing nothing but hammering this guy.
Is he like a huge cornball?
I don't know. Even if you're a huge cornball, I mean, what the fuck? Like, athletes aren't, you know, always the coolest dudes, you know? Like, the funniest or fucking most...
I can see if he was like a kicker and he was like a small guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. The kickers don't seem to be getting this much of a beatdown, and they're kickers.
They're probably kicking the shit out of people, though.
I don't know. They're not very big.
Yeah. This guy's got to be a lineman, right? That size?
I think he's an offensive tackle or something. I can't remember his exact...
This is a big dude.
Yeah. Oh, and there's all right. So the main culprit in this was this guy Richie Incognito, who is a teammate of his. He's the one who made him
awesome name.
Drop. Yeah, it is an awesome name. If it's Richard Incognito, it's Dick Incognito. If you really want to go by a fucking awesome name.
Yeah.
So this guy is the main culprit in this thing. That's what this investigation is going. This guy's been suspended. And now they're finding voicemails that he left for this guy, Jonathan Martin. This is from Adam Schefter from ESPN. Richie Incognito left this voicemail for Jonathan Martin in April 2013. Hey, what's up, you half N-word piece of shit? I saw you on Twitter. You've been training 10 weeks. I want to shit in your fucking mouth. I'm going to slap your fucking mouth. I'm going to slap your real mother across the face. Laughter. Fuck you. You're still a rookie. I'll kill you. This is crazy talk. But.
Well, not for nothing. This guy, Incognito, looks like a douchebag.
Oh, I'm sure he is a douchebag.
Look at him. He is douchebag.
Nah. I'm sure he is a douchebag. But, I mean, this guy's letting himself get fucking pushed around by this asshole.
Yeah, he should have just fucking.
And even, like, it's the guy just. You know this guy's ball buster, right?
Mm-hmm.
He calls up saying, I'm going to slap your real mother. He obviously doesn't mean that. Now, the fucking news reports were treating it like, oh, my God, he's threatening his parents.
Yeah, obviously he's not going to hit the guy's parents.
I know. It's insane. The half the N-word thing, that goes a little bit too far, Chris, huh?
Yeah, I think that's a bit much.
And now it's cracking up this whole thing of, like, rookie hazing in the NFL, where rookies are being forced to pay, like, pick up $30,000 bar tabs.
Ugh.
Yeah. And their base pay is probably around $400,000, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah. A tenth of your salary.
One night.
Before taxes.
Oh, one night.
Yeah, I think if, like, the culture in NFL is if you say, fuck that, I'm not going to deal with this shit.
You'll just get bullied. That might be what happened.
Bullied.
Well, I mean, this is a clear case of bullying.
I don't know.
Like,
This fucking Jonathan Martin guy's coming off as a bitch. He should have fucking goddamn defended himself better.
Yeah, he should have probably popped this guy in the face. What's the worst thing that could happen? Because if these two guys get into a fist fight, I mean, the guy who calls him, I mean, once you start throwing slurs around, I think you're allowed to crack somebody in the face nowadays.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. You fucking drop. I mean, even in the NFL, though, like, I'm sure N-bombs get dropped fucking constantly on the field. I'm sure everyone's dropping N-bombs.
Yeah, but I think more in that, like, I mean, most of the guys in the NFL are black.
No, not like hateful, like you're a fucking
yeah.
N, but more.
Pass me the rock, N.
More colloquially. I just fucked that word up, but I bet you knew what I meant. It's a great story, except for this guy, Jonathan Martin, who apparently had a mental breakdown. So
it's like, did he ever beat somebody else 91-0? Because then he's definitely a bully. We all know about that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story where they said the other team was bullying. Was that Texas High School?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they were just trying to get a far enough lead so that they could get, like, a little handicapped kid in there to score a touchdown.
I think that happened this weekend, last weekend.
I'm pretty sure
it happens every weekend.
Yeah, it happens every week. I half think people just do these feel-good things now because they want to get on the news. Like, I saw some blog post.
Half think it? Dude, that's why they do it. You're fucking, you can fully think that.
Yeah.
It's a work.
That's why people are doing nice things. I saw actually a news story about a guy who bought a girl a bike because her bike got stolen and she posted a nasty reply to the thief on the bike rack it got stolen from.
Yeah.
And some guy bought her a bike and dinner or something.
Was he a pedophile?
No, he brought his daughter, which I think is weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
That's like some Bronx Johnny shit.
Yeah. He's bringing his daughter around?
Interacting with children. Oh, that's all I'll say.
Okay. Okay. I get you.
Mm-hmm. Here's some exciting news for us as a show. I know Johnny isn't here. I was hoping he'd be here from when we talk about this.
You think? I was going to do a Craigslist fishing until I found out he wasn't coming.
It's so fucking unprofessional.
I know. The best part of the whole thing is showing him the dick pics.
I know. He's like, oh my God, I ain't gay, but please don't take them down. Well, that's a note he writes us usually. He just doesn't say that on the air, but he's like, just keep those up.
He's just Snapchatting those all day.
Oh, hell yeah. But last week, we discussed an Amazon wish list and what we would get on that wish list. To tell you the truth, I completely forgotten about it, but not Chris from Brooklyn.
I actually set up an Amazon wish list.
Now, you just sent me, you said, yo, I set up the wish list, dog. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. I can't believe you remembered, you did it. Now, I haven't even looked at it yet. I watched you fucking go through it with me. Fuck. Or just let me know what the hell's up there. Because I know last week, I know the two things I remember we mentioned were dune buggies. I called dibs on a red one. And knives. Oh, did those make the list?
Yeah.
And now where can you find our Amazon wish list?
I posted it on Twitter. And it's on our Facebook page.
At HS Radio Show and Facebook.com/High Society Radio.
Yep.
Now, let's go through these things. It looks pretty long.
There's a good amount of things on here, and some of them are we need more than one so we can play with them together.
Oh, good. Okay.
There's a lot of toys on here.
All right, so what we got?
All right, the first thing, this is for you.
Okay.
It's a Pokemon Pokédex trainer kit.
Oh, good.
And you can also, there's also hats that Ash wears on here, too.
That's awesome.
So you could really get your Pokemon on.
You mean Ash Ketchum from Pokemon?
Yes, Ash Ketchum.
I love it. Because, as we've mentioned before on the show a number of times, Pokemon is something we all love, right?
Well, some of us love it, so I put it on this wish list.
Good, because this is all of our wishes on this list.
Yeah, exactly.
I could always use a Pokédex. Good. What's next?
A go-kart, 150 cc's.
All right, how much does that cost?
$1,900.
All right, see, that's Christmas is coming soon, and this would be great
there
to buy
used
us.
Ones that are a little cheaper. This is the price for the new one.
Okay.
Have five used ones available.
And what do those go for?
Like $1,600.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean,
save yourself some money. You get go-karts.
Since you're buying them for three of us, you know what I mean? You're really saving yourself $900 there.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, what's next?
Below that, we have the AR drone 2.0 quadricopter, the power edition. That's the one we need.
Oh, shit. I forgot we wanted a drone.
Yeah.
We wanted what? Drones, dune buggies, and knives.
Well, we need somebody to control the drones while we chase them with the dune buggies and swing knives at them.
That's dope.
Yeah, so we're going to need to get an intern.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll just get a homeless guy. What's next?
Shooting net gun complete set with four heads. I know Johnny insisted I put this on here.
I didn't even know that existed for real. I just thought that existed in Predator.
Nope, it's real. It's a net gun.
So we could hunt humans with this thing, right?
Absolutely. We could catch Banksy.
Perfect. Then we'll just fucking graffiti up like a nice piece like we caught Banksy with his net gun. Thanks, fucking High Society Radio listeners.
Exactly.
Are the fucking arm knives on there?
The arm knives, that's the knives I put on here.
And how much do those cost?
Those are only $16.17.
That's a bargain.
Listen, a lot of shows have a donate button.
Yeah.
We don't have a donate button because we'll just spend the money on drugs.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a good way to find out. It's like giving a homeless person food instead of money.
Yeah, it's because money's wasted on us because we're just going to piss it away.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Master Series Monolith Huge Dildo.
Okay. Now, see, why would you have a giant black dildo on there?
Well, I have eight on here.
Okay. So you just want to stock up on black dildos.
What's funnier than a big black dildo?
It's a comedy show.
I feel like we just had a bunch of them around. The funny would just flow out of us.
And we'll be
so would the shit after it's lodged in our assholes.
We'll be known as the Black Dildo Show. Perfect.
Exactly.
And how much does that cost?
Well, the eight of them, you can buy them as a bundle, $749.
All right. Why would a black dildo cost $80 a shot?
I mean, they're good.
Is it made out of fucking obsidian?
Look at it. It's mad girthy and shit.
It's latex. All right, what's I don't no one has to buy any dildos. All right, I'm just saying that right now. What's next?
Deer antler pills, so we get swole when we're crossfitting.
That's dope. Because what, Ray Lewis got busted taking those deer antler pills.
Exactly, and that motherfucker's like a Superman.
Yeah, that guy's jacked. Good. I need to get jacked. I need some deer antler pills.
So
how much
$38.95.
Perfect.
Exactly. I put that we want 17. We'll settle for 2.
That's a lot of deer antler pills, dude.
I need to get swole as fuck, dog.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can't believe Giant's missing this.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Well, that's why we won't share any of the things with him.
Perfect.
How to grow mushrooms at home. Guide to indoor mushroom farming for good health and profit.
Good. It's light reading.
Hell yeah. I always wanted to learn how to grow hen of the wood mushrooms because they're delicious.
I'm not a big mushroom fan unless it's making me trip, but, you know, I'm down.
You like truffles, though.
Oh, I love truffles.
That's the mushroom, dog.
Well, see, I got that fucking high-end taste. I love it, you know.
Hen of the woods mushrooms right below truffles. Man, good still.
Hell yeah.
I roasted some oyster mushrooms in chili oil earlier today. Delicious.
That sounds delicious, dog.
Exactly. Okay, so now there's Uber Lube.
All right, what do we need Uber Lube for?
Well, it's luxury lubricant. I really don't want to put the cheap stuff on my dick.
All right, well, that's for you. I'm not looking for any Uber Lube. You can use all that on your dick.
Okay. The all next right. item is Reynolds Nylon 510 oven bags.
With giant, what,
turkey bags. Bags?
Okay, giant turkey bags.
Yeah. Because why the do we need next those? Item down is a turducken.
Oh, oh, I would love a fucking
Thanksgiving's
turducken.
Right around the corner. We don't have families.
No, we don't.
Get us a turducken.
Would love a turducken.
It would be great.
It would be awesome.
All right. Now.
It's, sorry, all right. See, I was a little confused from the oven bag thing, but now.
Well, they also cover up. There's a couple of them in there, and they cover up other smells that we may need to conceal at some point.
Oh, good. I know what you're saying.
Exactly. Which leads me to the next item.
Yeah.
The Aromafuser Aromatherapy Diffuser.
All right. What the fuck is that?
It's a vaporizer that they changed the name on so that they could sell it on Amazon.
Perfect. I fucking love to have a vaporizer.
We just get high, take our weed out of our turkey bags, get high as
see,
fuck.
Don't say that last part so that people will know.
Oh, right.
Good.
It's for aromatherapy.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm always looking for aromas.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey Trilogy, the box set. That's for you.
Good. You know, because I...
collector's edition.
That's exciting because I only had it on the Kindle. And to have a physical copy... to masturbate inside of, be awesome.
You can bring it to signings, get it signed.
Perfect. Hey, exactly. Look, here, just mind the cum, sign here.
There's another book on here. It's GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional.
Why would we
Well, maybe
this?
Someday we want to sell ads on the podcast.
That's true. Yo, you know what? I'm going to fucking ask real quick. Throw on some GoPro cameras on there, too. I think we can use...
Oh, I forgot to put GoPro cameras on here. I will throw some GoPro cameras on here.
Thank God. We're hashing this out live on the show.
I thought I did put GoPro. We definitely need to. If you give us some GoPro cameras, there will be a visual element to this show.
Oh.
We will film videos of ourselves masturbating for you.
And bass jumping. And smoking bass. It's going to be great.
More likely the latter. And now, of course, on here.
Check out this fucking guy, these guys, dude. Did you see his last GoPro video?
They're just smoking crack.
They're bass heads. What, like they're bass jump? No, they're smoking bass in HD. It's pretty stupid,
it's
actually.
It's retro. It's not crack. It's actual bass.
Yeah.
We're going old school with it.
Mm, delicious.
And we're going to be network marketing professionals high on crack. It'll be like Wolf of Wall Street, but with Facebook and shit.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Dude. Just so fucking high on crack cocaine.
So the next one on here, this is something that we need.
Uh-huh.
And it's something we've talked about on the show a lot. The Samsung Mega.
Oh, the most giant obnoxious cell phone made.
6.3-inch screen, dog.
It's a tablet, dude. You just have a fucking tablet.
Yeah, I like
head.
Tablets. That shit is the future and shit.
It is. That's true. You're fucking, you're making a lot of sense.
Exactly.
All right, what else?
Pokemon plush set.
No, what kind? Which Pokemon?
It comes with Charizard, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur.
Perfect. I like a Pikachu, but those are fine.
Well, people on Twitter were really happy to find out that Squirtle is still the best Pokemon 5 weeks running. Okay. I did get a message about that.
Perfect.
Yeah. So also on here, more Pokemon stuff.
Good.
Pokemon Pokeball cups. They're cups shaped like Pokeballs.
Oh, good. So it's like a little sippy cup there?
Yeah.
So like, I choose you, Whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, go inside of me.
And then the last thing on here is a propaganda poster pack from Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un.
I'm down. Party center.
Exactly. They're eating McDonald's, drinking Jack Daniels.
Oh, he's my N-word, yo.
Exactly.
It's now. See, I hope I don't get fucking busted like Dick Incognito.
So yeah, so far nobody's bought any of these.
Hey, you know what? We just announced it, and this will
be
the first podcast.
2 days ago.
Yeah, but this will be the first podcast. People, you know, love this podcast.
More people do listen to the podcast.
But our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. If you want to check out the Amazon wish list, and you gotta get those GoPro cameras on there.
I'll get it on there before this goes up on iTunes.
Perfect. And get some harnesses too, because we want to fucking strap this shit to our head.
Oh yeah,
our chest.
We need all the harnesses.
Yeah,
I want the one that you can like stick to stuff, so we can just on the fly just shoot a video somewhere.
Oh sure, yeah. It's like, oh my god, we're at the Met.
Look at that ginger humping that potted plant over there.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're at the fucking Met, and I want to smoke some fucking bass. Quick, get the GoPro camera.
Exactly.
It's bass smoking around the world.
Oh, that would be a good web series, man.
We just go
just
around
like you,
smoking bass.
Well, we go look at impressionist paintings, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll have one impression.
Yeah.
And then we'll smoke some crack. Yeah. We'll have a completely different impression of it.
Perfect. I mean, we're going to have to smoke a lot of crack for this fucking thing. I'm just saying that
Whatever,
right now.
Whatever, once you start,
yeah, exactly.
You're going to want to smoke a lot of crack.
Exactly. It's like, oh, shit, I'm not doing anything. Might as well smoke some crack right now.
Yeah. Aren't you only supposed to be doing that when there's a GoPro camera and some paintings around? Shut up.
I think this whole bass joke you've been making, I think it's just, you're just a crackhead now. Yeah.
Now you're just addicted to crack.
Now you just fucking love smoking the glass dick. Oh, man. This has been a fucking wild one, dude. I mean, I kind of don't even miss Johnny anymore, to be fucking totally honest.
Well, I mean, if we get to keep his dune buggy, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If Johnny, you know, goes to prison for the rest of his life, we're going to hold down that dune buggy for whenever someone buys it for us.
Yeah.
And if you're going to buy us three dune buggies, might as well get the three fucking GoPro cameras, because we want to strap them shits on
there.
Hell
yeah. And we need at least one of the quadricopters with the dune buggies.
Oh, and then we can...
Because we can put the GoPro to the quadricopter and can watch us fucking dune buggy out and shit. Son, we'll be doing tricks, fucking ollies in the dune buggy and shit.
Now you're fucking thinking, dude. It's going to be fucking dune buggies,
endos,
crack
whatever.
Cocaine, whatever, yeah.
Dude, we're going to have the best life ever.
Yeah, until, you know, we fucking have a crack heart attack.
Whatever, man. Go hard or go home, that's what I say.
Shit. We're done already. You've been listening to High Society Radio. Our Amazon wish list is on twitter.com/HS Radio Show. Or facebook.com/High Society Radio.
And I'll pin it up on our Pinterest page, which for some reason is pinterest.com/High Society Radio, because they wouldn't give us the O.
Yeah, it's High Society Radio without the O. High Society Radio.
Pin some shit on me, dog.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing, right? Pin me, dog. Right?
Yeah.
That's, I guess that's like getting likes and fucking follows.
I guess. You know how I feel about Pinterest when I look at it? Like,
no, how so?
You know when, like, theoretical physicists talk about, like, flatland, and if a two-dimensional creature saw you, they couldn't perceive you?
Yeah.
I think only women can really perceive Pinterest.
I don't really
understand what we were seeing before.
It was just like a fucking empty wall, dude. I don't know.
Like, I looked at Pinterest for about 5 minutes, and I was like, all right, I gotta watch some porn to get this out of my head.
I have to watch some porn, smoke some fucking crack, make a GoPro video, maybe kill a prostitute. Depends if my name's Bronx Johnny or not.
Shh. We're supposed to beat around the bush and say the things that he didn't do.
Oh, I fucked up. Sorry, Johnny. But I'm not the one who killed that prostitute and then smoked crack over her dead body. That was you, dude.
It was.
Wasn't me. So that's why it's just me and Chris now.
I hope he gets out on bail.
They're not going to give a bail to a guy who fucking killed a prostitute and fucking
smoked. Nobody cares about prostitutes.
No, but he killed the prostitute, smoked crack for fucking 12 hours afterward, and ate part of the fucking body.
Yeah, they're not giving it.
So they're not giving a fucking bail to a fucking cannibalistic, pedophile, prostitute killer.
True.
And you know what? That prostitute was fucking 16 years old. That's why I said fucking pedophile.
16?
16 years old.
He didn't know, though, right? She was like, she had a beard.
You know what? He didn't care. That's the fucking more important part. He did not give a shit that he was picking up a 16-year-old. He just wanted to fucking bang her, kill her,
jizz out of her,
smoke that fucking rock, and then eat that body when he came down off that fucking crack high.
You get pretty hungry when you come down off a crack high.
Yeah, because you haven't been eating for fucking 12 hours. You're going to be fucking lit up. All right. See, we went the whole show without really saying what he fucking did. Now, at the end of it, we've ruined it.
I know.
It.
We said all those clever jokes about rape and molestation.
Yeah, I know. When, in fact...
To skirt around the fact that he just murdered a prostitute.
Yeah, and then cannibalized her.
Well, the fucking thing is, he didn't even...
High on crack.
He didn't even pipe.
No, he didn't. He just got high on crack and masturbated for like fucking 3 days straight. That's really weird. All right, hey. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
High Society Radio. Good night. Must say goodbye.